Lord, we are here in search of a blessing from on high. Speak to our needs. We pray in the Master's name. Amen. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking Him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. Fill your minds with those things that are good and deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Put into practice what you have learned and received from me, both from my words and from my deeds, and the God who gives us peace will be with you. How great is the joy I have in life in the Lord. After so long a time, you once more had the chance of showing that you care for me. I don't mean that you had quit caring for me. You did not have a chance to show it. And I'm not saying this because I feel neglected, for I have learned to be satisfied with what I have. I know what it is to be in need and what it is to have more than enough. I have learned this secret so that anywhere, at any time, I am content, whether I am full or hungry, whether I have too much or too little. I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. I want to offer an exegesis of Philippians 4, 6 through 13 in the form of a personal testimony. November is Thanksgiving time in America. So what? The book says, ask God for what you need, always asking Him with a thankful heart. So I try to examine my heart within me. 62 years of experience come alive within my being. The mad world of work, competition, frustration, and uncertainty vanishes. The book whispers to me, put into practice what you have learned and received from me, says Paul. And in some mysterious way which I cannot understand, I am thankful that a godly home gave me my sense of direction for life. Poverty at our house in the 1920s and 30s was clothed with dignity. Faith was to be practiced, not argued about. Alcohol was never mentioned nor used. A functionally illiterate father envisioned for his son an education. A praying mother talked God into making the oldest of her six children a minister of the gospel. An only sister who became a wheelchair invalid at age 13 with arthritis made me ashamed to do less than my best. Through that humble home, I was learning about God and receiving from Him my direction for life. The book assures me, the God who gives us peace will be with you. I am thankful that a modest one-room country church that had services only twice a month brought that inner peace and inspired me to want to serve God. At age 12, I was there when I accepted the Lord. At age 13, it was there that I felt the call to preach. When I left for college at age 15, my church licensed me to preach the gospel and assured me of their prayers. At age 18, those same people ordained me and called me to be their pastor. Their Christian love and confidence in me in those early years sent me forth into a turbulent world with an inner calm which has seen me through. The book quotes Paul as saying, "I have learned this secret." I am thankful that Christian teachers opened my mind to life's realities and possibilities. Every teacher I ever had made a contribution to me. They made life so interesting for me that timidity and fear ran away. At one point, I was throwing in the sponge and ready to quit college. A Bible professor sensed my plight, put his arms of concern around my shoulders and said, "God has too much for you to do. You can't quit." I started all over again. From the first grade through college and seminary, my teachers kept on opening new worlds and daring me to try to conquer them. The book says, "You once more had the chance of showing that you cared for me." I am thankful that friends encouraged me to break down the barriers and keep on pressing forward. A ruddy-faced farmer taught me to shake hands firmly, look people in the eye, pronounce words clearly, and enunciate every syllable distinctly. A college president, a great Christian who was president of this college for more than 20 years when it was Wake Forest College, sensing that I was too shy, put his arms around my shoulders out here in front of the Baptist church on this campus one day and said, "Garland, would you let an old codger like me say something to you about life?" I said, "Dr. Petit, I would appreciate very much anything that you could say to help me." And then he put in his punchline, "Garland, you are taking yourself too damn seriously. God gave you personality and ability. Turn yourself loose and be yourself for God." An attorney in one of my churches said, "Why don't you put away those fancy seminary words? Give us the advantages of what you've learned so that we know what you're talking about." All the way through 43 years of ministry, friends like that have encouraged me to press forward to something better. The book describes a man who says, "I have learned to be satisfied with what I have. I am thankful that life's hardships have taught me to appreciate life's adversaries. It hasn't been easy. Long hours of hard work. Low salaries in churches. Living in inadequate parsonages, one of which did not have an indoor toilet, trying to help people who had no vision and didn't seem to care whether the church moved forward or not, caught up in the power struggles within local churches and denominations. All of this, but now I know that without struggle, life would soon become flabby and meaningless and worthless." The book tells me about the confidence of one who could declare, "I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. I am thankful that responsibility has given me self-assurance. At age 12, my father was ill a great deal of the time, and I was loaded with the heavy responsibility for the operation of a 200-acre farm while trying to go to school and get an education, grading papers later for a college and then later for a seminary professor, teaching in a public school, trying to be a helpful pastor in as many as four churches at one time, serving on the faculties of Wake Forest College, Gardner Webb College, and Southeastern Seminary, driving a million miles for this seminary in efforts to open up preaching opportunities for student ministers. These responsibilities have required a strength that I could find only in my Lord. The book assures me, God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. I am thankful that encounter with evil has shown me how dependent I am upon the Lord's forgiveness and grace. The devil has hounded me every step of the way. Temptation has thrown out its attractions every day of my life. But all the while, a higher power, which is far beyond my understanding, has somehow prevailed. I no longer try to understand it. I simply accept it and appreciate it. The book shares a confession. I know what it is to be in need. I am thankful that suffering has given me a sense of gratitude for health, strength, and economic security. I saw a sister's health go, and for 35 years she was imprisoned in a deformed 85-pound body until death gave her relief. Three times I have been crippled with arthritis. I have walked with hundreds of my parishioners through their ventures into doubt, pain, skirmishes with death, and valleys of uncertainty, always emerging with a fresh and more wholesome appreciation for God's blessings. The book shares a boast. I know what it is to have more than enough. I am thankful that at times along life's way, abundance has made me realize that God gives me the strength and capacity to get wealth. Not much money, but a vast accumulation of friends all over the earth. Not much fame, but a tremendously large storehouse of satisfaction for having tried. Not much recognition, but a personal knowledge that life is worth living. God has rewarded Garland Hendricks with a great deal more of everything good than he has deserved. For me to complain would be an unimaginable sin. Finally, the book says to me, I have learned this secret so that everywhere at any time I am content, whether I am full or hungry, whether I have too much or too little. I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. I am thankful today that my work with multitudes of people and travel throughout this country and more than 20 other countries of the world have brought me to appreciate life's opportunities where I live. There is a great deal wrong with the Christian churches in this country. I'm aware of what is wrong. There's a great deal wrong with life in the United States of America, and I'm sensitive to many of these wrongs. But there is still great strength in both the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ and in this nation. I know that my attitude and my effort will help correct these wrongs, or a negative stance on my part will help drive both my church and my state further down the road to hell. With God's help, I intend to help lift them heavenward. I am thankful at Thanksgiving time, 1975. Now, Lord, direct our attitude and our footsteps on the upward way. We pray in Jesus' name.